This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
All right, 302 Carton Show. McMonagle Carton, great to have you here. 888-808-1019. Get your calls. I did notice one thing was it Saturday? Maybe end of last week, New Year's Eve, whenever the heck that was. That was very, where was New Year's Day? Like Wednesday?
Thursday,
Friday.
So it was Wednesday night was New Year's Eve.
Yeah, so I guess I saw this Thursday like everybody else.
Okay.
And it feels yucky. Mm-hmm. To be honest, now you have two beautiful sons. You don't have a daughter.
I do, no.
Right, I do have a daughter.
Yes.
I have a 25-year-old daughter, which says a lot considering I'm only 36.
You got busy early, yeah.
But I see everybody going crazy in like a positive way. Like, hey, great job, way to get it done. Yo, you're the man. And I'm like, it's disgusting. Tom Brady and Alex Earl.
Yeah.
So Alex Earl lived in the same dorm as my daughter freshman year at Miami.
Really?
So they're the same exact age. And I was thinking to myself, you know, if my daughter, and I don't speak about my daughter's dating or not dating because she gets mad at me. Mm-hmm. If my daughter's like, hey, daddy, I started dating a guy, I met him on New Year's. Would it be cool to bring him over for some football on Sunday? I'm like, yeah, of course, I'd love to meet whoever you're dating. And she brought a 48-year-old man, okay, into my home.
Yeah.
As not just, hey, a friend of mine, but this is the guy I slept with last night, and I wanted you to meet him because I really like him. I would punch him in the face. I don't care who he is. And I'm trying to figure out, look, Alex Earl's a beautiful woman. I get all that. She looks great. Dancing with the Stars. You know, Braxton Berrios. I know all of it, right?
Yeah.
But as a father, all right, and I've made plenty of mistakes. I own it. If you walk into my house with a 50-year-old man as your new boyfriend, we have a problem.
Yeah, I could see that. I don't know, though. But
and now I know where Bill Belichick gets it from. He's like, yeah. Oh, 23 years, that's the difference? I got you beat. I'm 53-year difference between me and my girlfriend.
You think that's it?
Yeah.
You think they have such a competition between the two of them? Tom Brady's out to try and...
I think Tom Brady's just trying to beat Bill Belichick. And if he...
The only way
to beat him was to hang out at elementary schools. And he's not going to do that.
No.
He's not a pedophile.
No, I don't think so.
And he doesn't want to wait.
No.
That's all. But like, I know you have boys, so it's hard for you to imagine.
It is. I'd like to think that I would be, you know, understanding enough, 25-year-old woman. She's a grown woman. If the gentleman happened to be a nice guy and takes care of her.
No. What you're saying is if the gentleman happened to be a wealthy guy and could take care of her.
Yes.
You would allow that?
I'd like to think that I would trust my 25-year-old daughter to make smart decisions.
No, you never trust your daughter. Never. Not when it comes to dating.
I guess. Like I'm not saying I would be happy about
it. You trust your daughter to have good taste in friends.
Right.
Maybe an affinity for travel. You trust her to have a job.
You trust her to like traveling?
Yeah, travel all you want. See Oregon.
Okay.
You know, I've never been to Oregon. I'm sure it's a lovely place. But what you don't trust a daughter with is matters of the heart. Because if she shows up for Thanksgiving and her boyfriend is 50 and you're about 50, I'm sorry, he can't come in for Thanksgiving. I don't want people celebrating this like, oh, great conquest. Oh, you're the goat. You're the man.
That's where your head goes, that all his buddies are patting him on the back going, you snagged the 25-year-old.
Not just his buddies, like every Patriot fan, every Buccaneer fan, anyone who's in his life, even on the fringe of his life. Oh, you're getting it done. Knocking him down, Tommy. Yeah. You're the goat. Let me be the only guy in America to say this. It's disgusting.
Well, I mean.
And it's wrong.
If Tom Brady walked into your house, you know what the first thing you tell him is?
Get out.
You sure?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought he'd be like, 5:30 Thursday?
5:30. Oh, as a guest?
Yeah.
Because
you're free?
If Tom Brady was sitting in between us right now, I have to bring up the fact that what he did is disgusting. That's disgusting.
Yeah, I'm not the biggest Tom Brady guy.
In that manner, I've always said, if you're looking for some type of conquest, you know, sexually, right?
Sure.
Barbara Bush, you win every argument. Nancy Reagan, I win. Okay.
Just going down the current first lady.
You would think you'd win by saying, no, Alex Earle, she's beautiful, she's sexy, all the stuff. She's a child compared to him.
Sure.
He could be her grandfather if things played out a little differently. I think it's disgusting.
I mean, listen,
New England thing. I'm not surprised. Well,
you see, there's two different questions.
A lot of inbreeding up in New England.
Is it disgusting by the man? Maybe a little bit. Is it something I would trust my 25-year-old daughter to navigate successfully?
Yeah.
I'd like to think I'd be that.
Okay, here's what we did.
I think I'd be that progressive.
Adopt
my
daughter for a couple weeks.
Okay.
And if she comes home with a 50-year-old,
so you're not okay.
Let me know.
So you're not okay with dating a 50-year-old, but you can like loan her out to me for adoption purposes.
Yeah, just so you can see what I'm talking about.
All right, so we got our what you're comfortable with.
You just have to experience it so you understand why the answer is no.
Okay.
Sorry, he can't come over.
You're right. I don't know what it's like to have a 25-year-old daughter.
Now, if your son's 50, you might high five him.
Yeah.
I'm not saying you won't. Let's get more of your calls. Joe Shane had a press conference earlier today. He's not going anywhere. Do you wonder at any point when it comes to the Giants? I promise Jet fans will get to the Jets coming up a little bit later on this hour. Do you wonder at all, and I want to be very respectful as I say this. Obviously, John Mara's not well. He's dealing with a serious health issue. You saw him in the locker room. I thought it was a really cool moment where he got a game ball. I thought that was perfectly done. And I appreciate that he's going through it right now. And, you know, and knock on wood that, you know, he's able to overcome this and beat cancer. Obviously, it's a disgusting disease, and we're aware of that. Do you think if it's a hard question to even ask, because I want to say as respectfully as possible. Do you think at any level that because the Marists have always run the Giants, not the Tishes, Steve Tisch, of course, has a voice, he has a say, he has a vote in the room, but he has always kind of acquiesced to the Maurer family for obvious reasons, the respect for Wellington and the Maurer family. Do you think there's a chance because John might not be well enough to be as active as he once was, where Shane survives this year because of that, and they'd rather have the continuity with Joe Shane there because John's not in a position to really put all of his energy into a search for a new GM?
I think it's hard not to feel that there is some angle of that. I would think whether it's just the idea of that, where they don't want to go through the search, he's not up for it, and they know that he would invest himself in it, where they think it might be unhealthy for him to do such a thing and get involved.
Because he's got much more important things
he's
to worry
about. Worry about, and I don't know if he's capable of like that not being involved in that kind of search, and I think they want to save him from that on some level. I also think maybe, you know, the idea of this was someone he chose, someone he believed in. He wants to see that come to fruition, you know, he wants to believe in himself that he made a good decision.
It is interesting, as rightfully so, as upset as Giant fans are, rightfully so, there is kind of this weird underbelly of Giants fans who seem to think there is talent there.
Yeah.
Right? You're one of them.
I'm one of them. There is talent there. Like we said, we could point to some things Joe Shane did that are positive, and I do think moving forward, you have a handful of pieces. There is real issues with the depth, the defensive backfield, the cornerbacks and safeties are a real issue. The offensive line, some guys are going to come up for a free agency, and they're going to have to improve it a little bit, but it played much better than it's played in a decade, really. Like, you have pieces, defensive line, offensive tackle, wide receiver, running back room in Scadaboo and Tracy, the quarterback. Like, I think there are a lot of reasons to be positive.
Because with Jet fans, we're just pissed.
No, there's nothing there.
We got nothing to
there's
be
nothing,
happy about.
There's nothing.
But Giants fans, as pissed as you guys
money.
Are,
yeah.
It does feel like when I listen to Giants fans, I'm not one of them, it feels like you guys all are kind of in agreement.
Yeah.
The cupboard ain't bare.
No, I think we...
Which might be the bigger reason why he's coming back than anything else.
Yeah, no, I think they like the young core. They've mentioned it several times. They like the young core that he's built. And... You know, they feel like a lot of their ills were based on coaching. That's how they definitely feel.
All right, 888-808-1019 is the phone number. Sammy's in Trenton on the fan. Sammy, what's up?
Sammy.
Craigie, welcome back, brother.
My man, Pots and Pans. What's good?
Not much. What's going on? I'll tell you right now.
You know what I'm doing. You know,
I know. I know what you're doing, but I tell you right now, you know my daughter's four. I don't even let other four-year-old boys play with her. I'm starting sizing up their dads now. So.
By the way, as you should be.
I see. Now, that I'm with you.
Can you imagine your precious little four-year-old, fast forward 20 years, is 24 years old, and she's like, Dad, I got to tell you, I had the greatest New Year's Eve of my life, met the man of my dreams, and he's 50?
Nope. Nope, not in this house. You got a bean in the white
house.
I don't care who he is. Nope. Okay, let's get a little food talk in here. Come on, we're slacking. And you owe me Gabriella's, so don't forget about that.
I do owe you Gabriella's. My buddy Frankie's place down in Red Bank. Which I'll take care of at some point when you're available. You know you're very, very busy. But here's what's funny. Like all the people talking about my coming back and obviously working with you.
Yeah.
It's funny how many people are like, he doesn't even talk sports.
Yep.
He doesn't even know sports.
Yep.
It's all going to be food talk and jokes and no sports.
Yeah.
I'm like, we've been on the air for an hour and 7 minutes. The first 5 minutes were just commercials because our producer messed up. All right?
Yeah.
But the reality, which is why I have not said his name yet.
Yeah.
He hasn't earned that right
yet. He hasn't
yet.
Earned the name
Maybe
yet.
Maybe tomorrow we tell his name. Today, he's just a nameless producer, and there's a bunch of them. Just pick him out of a hat. That's what we're going to do. We've done an hour and 7 minutes.
Yeah.
There's plenty of time for Prince Street Pizza Friday.
There is.
There's plenty of time for Pop-Up Bagel Tuesday.
Yep.
There's plenty of time for Adorale Wednesday.
Yep.
We're good.
We are good. Although I do have to say, we're going to talk a little food just for a second. Something special happened.
Yes.
Today.
Let me tell people real quick.
Something
and then we'll
very
get back
special
to your
for me happened
Chris has
today.
Been at this radio station for 18 years
Long
in many
time.
Different capacities.
Many different capacities.
And now that he is the co-host of the afternoon show on WFAN.
Yep.
His life changed dramatically today at about 1:15.
Yep.
At 1:15, my dear friends at Dunkin' Donuts, who I've been close with for a long time, Alex and the entire crew over at Dunkin' Donuts, great people. And they're thrilled that I'm coming back and thrilled that you and I are now partners in Afternoon Drive.
Mm-hmm.
And as Chris and I walked into our new office here at WFAN, there was a package waiting for us.
There was.
And in one of those packages, a box about, I don't know, a foot and a half wide by a foot deep, there were donuts.
They were donuts.
And on the face of those donuts was a picture of Chris McMonagle.
I made it.
He has officially made it.
Craig,
so
thank
I want
you.
To thank
no,
Dunkin' Donuts.
Listen, thank you, Dunkin'
for
Donuts.
For feel good.
Thank you. Because you know how many days I've come in here, Craig, especially with you, working with you those couple years. And you know how many times I've walked in and had to sit in the corner crying as I ate Boomer Donuts, as I ate Geo Donuts, as I ate your donuts,
yeah.
as I ate Evan Donuts. It was always someone else.
It's a lot of donuts.
A lot of donuts. A lot of donuts.
Yeah.
Sometimes I didn't even need the picture. But to come in here and have someone walk in with not just one box.
No, you got a couple dozen.
Several boxes
yeah.
of donuts with my face on it.
Yeah.
Stretched out.
Yes.
It had to be stretched out.
Yeah, no, mine was stretched out.
Yours was stretched out, too. Someone said to me, Craig looks bigger than you. I'm like, that's because I didn't need that much stretching to fit on the donut. Craig, they had to really zoom out the picture.
Love
me,
it. Love
just
it.
My picture right on the donut.
So you got to put a dozen aside for the boys.
I did. I took. I don't know if I took a dozen because I want people to eat them, but I took a handful.
Good.
But I am bringing them home. But yes, that for years, like it's one of those small things. People say to me, like, oh, you're getting Afternoon Drive. That's going to be awesome. What are you looking for? Craig's going to take you to comedy shows and you're going to do all this stuff.
That's
and
right.
I am looking forward to that. But I got to tell you. Like things like this, having my face on a donut. You just said our office. I've been here for 18 years.
Yeah.
I've always had a meeting in someone else's office. I always had to go to, like, it was never my office.
You have a desk, a computer,
I have a desk, I have a computer.
I'm not sure if there's a camera on
here. Damn it, I have a donut.
Chris McMonagle has a donut.
I have a donut.
Thanks to Dunkin' Donuts, our friends.
Look at that.
And I feel like you should take a bite of your donut.
Should I take a bite of me?
What part of you are you going to bite, Tom Brady?
I wish they had my calves on it because the calves are my best part.
By the way,
there's
I
no
saw
doubt.
You play a mean third base.
Yes.
Yeah.
You
held your own?
Held my own.
Yeah, you held your own.
No.
I get crazy. Held your own.
No, held my own, please. In your softball game, one of the last things you did before Cardin Roberts went away, not only did I hold my own, Craig, I led everyone there in total hits for the game.
You kept your stats?
Yes. No, we went through the video.
Those strange.
We went through the video. Seven hits in 2.5, three
That's
games.
That's because I did you a solid.
What? When you kept trying to cheat, your team took the
lead. We were down by six. Yeah, we were down in the sixth inning.
So you ended the game.
I started a new game.
Yeah. So I had more opportunities.
Yeah.
But yes, so this
Enjoy.
Is me eating
well,
myself.
You'll get a lot more than just donuts. I promise you that.
Yeah.
Here's Peter. In Dix Hills on the Fan. Peter, good afternoon.
Ooh, it's Jelly.
Hey, what's up? What's up, Craigie? How
what's
you doing?
What's up, Spank? How are you?
Good. Long time. I miss you, man. Number one fan here.
Thank you.
You remember me.
Of course.
I want to talk about John Gruden. Okay.
Yeah, why?
Why? Why don't you think?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
John Gruden, why wouldn't you pick him for the head coach of New York Giants?
Because John Gruden has been much more unsuccessful than successful.
Yeah, but he look at the coaching staff he'll bring.
I think John Gruden is obviously a very competent head football coach. He knows more football and has forgotten more football than I could ever know. So I'm not suggesting he's not a competent guy who very quickly would endear himself to Giants fans. I do believe that. But John Gruden did not have great success at every stop. He didn't.
No, I mean, let's be totally honest. The reason you want him is because his nickname was Chucky, because, you know, Spider-Wide Banana became, you know, NFL vernacular and something we all say, and he's really good on Barstool, and he's a character, and he's fun. He won a Super Bowl 25 years ago.
Yeah.
And since that moment, he didn't win much after that. He came back to the Raiders. It was a disaster.
And that's not even talking about the losing.
Right. And the draft picks. Him and Mayock did a terrible job with that team. I like John Gruden. I do. And I'm not saying he's not a smart football man. You're right. But the hell do I know? But I can't imagine, other than I sure like that guy. He makes me laugh. And, you know, he's a really, his voice is very easy to do an impression of. I don't know why you would want him to be the next head coach in New York.
Yeah, look, John Gruden's like a bedtime story.
Yeah.
You know, he's a history book.
Perfect way to put
it. That's what he is. And again, I'm not knocking it. Guy's got a Super Bowl. Guy's had success. Yeah. The guy's a lifer. His dad coached. He coached. You know, it started with Green Bay, went to Philly. We all know the story.
Yep.
He's great on Barstool, which is kind of why he's resurrected the interest in him. And his quarterback videos are great.
Great.
But I don't think as a Giant fan, it'd be like the Jets going back to Rex Ryan.
Yeah.
that kind of thing. We all love Rex Ryan. Mm-hmm. Back-to-back AFC championship games. Rex Ryan failed in Buffalo, and there's a reason no one else is bringing him in. Because, and again, I love Rex. I do. And if Rex became a head coach, fully supported, I have nothing but respect and love for Rex Ryan. But there's also a reason guys like him don't get a third job.
Yeah, no.
Because for a lot of teams, the juice ain't worth the squeeze.
No, totally agree. And look, forget Rex. I mean, I hear what you're saying. He's been out of football. These guys have been out of football for forever.
Right.
Like, you don't,
and there's
you
a reason for
there's
that.
There's a reason for that.
Because don't forget, Rex Ryan almost embarrassed himself trying to get the Cowboy job.
Right.
Right? When McCarthy got fired.
Yeah.
Right? And then as he tried to save face by saying, you know, they wouldn't meet my financial demands.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't want to be defensive coordinator under a first-time head coach in Schottenheimer. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But the reality is Atlanta could have had him, remember, back in the day?
Yeah.
They passed on him.
Yeah.
So again, it's we fall in love with guys because we remember something special from a long time ago.
Yep.
And again, are they competent? Yes.
Sure.
Would they do a good job? Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Would they be here for 10 years? No shot.
No.
And I'm also not sure on the Gruden end, people forget John Gruden's in a lawsuit with the league.
Yeah.
So just play this out. What NFL team is going to hire a coach that's in the middle mm-hmm. of active litigation,
right.
millions of dollars worth, with the league?
Yeah.
I can guarantee you this. The Giants wouldn't.
No.
Because of the respect the Maurer family has with the league.
Yeah.
They would never go hire a guy that the league is in a lawsuit with.
Right. And I think it's hurting Brian Flores as well. Right. I mean.
Well, specifically with the Giants.
Specifically with the Giants.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean,
because he's at least coaching.
Yeah. He is coaching inside the NFL. I just don't know if he's going to be up for a job necessarily because of all that going on. But yeah.
Well,
I mean,
maybe Tom Brady gets him. Right? Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Tom Brady apparently, now that he's making all the decisions for the Raiders. Tom Brady apparently wants Brian Flores to be head coach / defensive coordinator.
Right.
And Brian Dable
to be
offensive coordinator.
Yeah.
And by the way, I can see that. And
Absolutely.
That's a good staff.
It's a very good staff.
That makes sense. It's a competent move.
Yep.
Plus, you have a rookie quarterback. Who better to bring a rookie quarterback along than Brian Dable?
Thank you.
Right?
Thank you very much for saying it. I knew you'd say something that made me happy today. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Any team that would be nurturing and developing a young quarterback, Brian Dable should be at the top of your list.
Yeah.
For offensive coordinator, there's no doubt.
Maybe the Giants will bring him back.
Yeah.
I thought Dable might go to Penn State, but not.
Maybe.
Yeah, here's it. Mario in Long Beach. Mario, what's good?
What's going on, Craig? Nice to see you back on the air.
Thank you. Appreciate you, buddy. What's up?
What's up?
C-Mac, nice to see you on midday, too. You know, a couple of things. First of all, we were talking about the coaching with the guy from Pittsburgh and
Mike Tomlin.
Tomlin and Harbaugh, right?
By the way, the guy's been there for 37 years, and to you, he's that guy in Pittsburgh who's never had a losing season.
No. I just for a second, I just forgot his name.
So,
but anyway, both of those guys are under contract for another 3 years. There's no way they're going to be fired. They're going to be traded.
It wouldn't be
if
a fire. It wouldn't be a fire.
It would be a mutual. And I don't think it's 3 years. I think Tomlin has one more year in his contract.
He signed an extension last year.
But Harbaugh has for 28.
Yeah, but this would not be the Ravens or the Steelers going to them saying you're fired. This would be, hey, look, you've been here a long time. We've had great success with you.
Mm-hmm.
But now and then a locker room needs a new voice. So we're going to work a buyout out with you.
Yep.
We're not going to embarrass you. We're not going to humiliate you. But we can mutually agree to part ways. I don't think anyone.
Craig, why not trade him, though? You can get picks. You can get picks for him.
Well, I'll tell you why. Because
Sean
why
Payton,
would I give
they,
you
they got a one and a two?
Why would I give up a first round pick for a guy that hasn't won a playoff game in 20 years? Like, why would I do
that? And I think you would lose leverage because if you're willing to trade him, that means it's probably not going to continue. Like, if you put him out there, you're not going to say, "Hey, we'd love to keep him, but we'll trade him." You're not going to disrespect a coach who's been with you for 18, 19 years by dangling him on the trading block. You would either say, like, I don't know what the leverage would be because it would be a mutual ending, as you said. They're not going to say, well, we'd like to keep him. He is under contract, but if anybody bowls us over with two first-round picks, you could have him. They're not going to do that one of these
No, and by like the
that.
Way, if someone was dumb enough to offer two first-round draft picks, you know, you're just using
I was
it
just
as, been as,
bowling,
a, as
but,
an example.
First-round draft pick.
They'd do that in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
You give us two firsts for our coach?
Oh, of course.
Like, the last time the Steelers won a playoff game was 2017,
mm-hmm.
right? Yep. That's 8 years ago.
8 years ago.
All right, and what's funny about it is that it's the Steelers, in a lot of ways, like the Yankees.
Mm-hmm.
There's
Very
an unfair
so.
Expectation that every year we're going to win a Super Bowl or a World Series.
Mm-hmm.
The reality is that all you're guaranteed every year is that you're good enough to make the postseason. Because the Steelers have never been under 500.
Never.
Meaning every year they're good enough to make the postseason.
Yep.
And that's it. The Yankees, good enough to make the postseason. And then it's a crapshoot.
Yep.
But the Steelers and Yankees are very similar in that regard.
Absolutely. And their fan bases, too.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? Like, I think, like, the disrespect put towards Tomlin this year was outrageous to me.
Yeah.
Can you imagine going there? Like, I know they haven't won since 17. And you do, it becomes, you know, you expect more than just the crapshoot losses in the postseason. I get it. But this guy in the NFL, 19 years of never losing.
Yeah,
and you would go to that building and chant fire Tomlin?
Yeah.
They deserve to have him leave. And then you get Ben Roethlisberger. Ben Roethlisberger, who won a Super Bowl with the guy. He was his coach. Oh, he should probably go coach at Penn State.
Yeah.
I was like, why are we disrespecting the dude that does nothing but win?
Because you get jaded.
Yeah.
It's like
ridiculous.
You and the Yankees.
Yeah, well, not me.
You and the Yankees.
Not me.
That's right.
Not me.
Give me a new GM.
I've said it a couple times.
Give me a new manager.
No. Yeah, no.
I talked to Boone yesterday, by the way.
You told me.
I was talking to AB yesterday.
He AB? Was,
that's my guy.
Look at you.
I can't call him
Look
Boone.
Look at you.
I can't call him Boone. I call
Aaron,
him AB.
Aaron works.
I couldn't call him Aaron.
The way you, Big Boone?
No.
No?
That sounds.
What's up, Big Boone?
Yeah, that sounds like, no. I think that's what Tom Brady said to Alex Earl. Yeah. My friends call me Big Boone. Here's Mike. Mike's in Brooklyn on the fan. What's going on, Michael?
Craigie and C-Mac.
Yes.
You two window-throwing, motorboating, snow-blowing son of a bitches. Oh, yeah.
My man, Pots and Pans.
My man, Pots and Pans. Craigie, tell your friends. Tell your friends.
Great to have you back.
Great to be back, Mike.
Dude, you guys are going to be unbelievable in the afternoons. I've been listening all day waiting for you,
Thank
watching
you.
That big chrome dome of yours this morning with Gio and Boomer this morning.
Yeah.
And let me ask you guys one question.
Sure.
Craig, I just want to ask you one question.
Yeah.
You were telling me that C-Mac played a phenomenal third base. He looks like he's got about as much range as a stove does. Seriously?
To be fair,
incorrect.
Not great range.
No.
But he's got a vacuum on his left hand.
I would hope I get an opportunity to prove both of you wrong.
Okay, C-Mac, let me ask you a question.
They called me Hoover when I was 12 years old.
12.
Yeah, okay, Hoover. Maybe that might have been at the
league, when I was winning District 29 championships out in Nassau County, Long Island, I was the Hoover.
Yeah, because you were bigger than the average 12-year-old. That's why. You were a man amongst boys,
we finally have
my friend.
A good athlete from Nassau County, though, so that's good.
There we go.
That's right.
Yeah, sure.
And here's the last question that before I go. Hey, C-Mac.
Yes.
Why don't you ask Craig? Craigie's been bragging about this big black car from Dunkin' Donuts. He's worried about a dozen donuts that they gave you.
Yeah.
If he was a real party, he would have got your black card.
I'm not worried about it. I suggested he take them home.
Yeah.
What am I worried
take
about?
Take them home.
I'll tell
Craig,
you
how big were those donuts to have his face on them? Let me ask you that question.
That's a very good question.
They're normal-sized donuts.
I'm actually, see you, Mike.
It started with such promise. Now, hang. Get
I'm
the hell
actually
out of
looking
here.
At the donut now. It does appear to be special ordered, size wise. I tell you what, I will bring in my black card tomorrow.
Yes.
All right,
mm-hmm.
And then I will hope that Alex and the gang at Dunkin' Donuts refresh it.
Are you still the only one? Because the last time we talked about this, wasn't there an Eli Manning story?
So,
I vaguely remember an Eli Manning story.
It's funny. I recently told this story. It's probably on Instagram right now. So
I got
the black card.
Right.
So then Boomer got the black card.
Right.
Okay. So we kind of got it in conjunction with one another. All
okay.
good. Eli Manning was a national spokesperson for Dunkin' Donuts. So as the story goes, he went to Dunkin' Donuts and said, how do Boomer and Carton have black cards and I don't? So he got a black card. All right, I'm friends with Rob Gronkowski,
mm-hmm.
okay? Gronk got wind of me having a black card and Eli having a black card. So he called up Dunkin' Donuts and said, I lost to Eli twice. I need a black card. So he got a black card.
Get out of here.
Yeah. Then, and this is part of the story, I cannot confirm.
Mm-hmm.
I will try to this week. The story then goes, so me and Boomer first, 1-2.
Right.
Eli's third. Gronk is fourth. There are no other black cards in existence, except I heard a story. And the story was that when Matt Damon and Ben Affleck became Dunkin' Donuts sponsors, sure, and they're close with Gronk through Brady and all the Patriots stuff, mm-hmm, Gronk was bragging to them that he had something they didn't have. Not just a Super Bowl trophy, all
right,
that.
Right, right.
He's like, you're doing commercials, but I got a black card.
Yeah.
So then I heard that Damon and Affleck demanded a black card, and they got black cards. So it started off with just me,
yeah,
an innocent little guy who likes the greatest hot chocolate on the planet, by the way.
Yeah.
Dunkin' Donuts hot chocolate became Boomer, became Eli, became Gronk, mm-hmm, became Damon,
yep,
became Affleck. And
they
that's
all followed
the story
in your footsteps.
They don't know it.
They don't know
but
it.
They,
yeah.
That's right. And
that's,
I guess,
a good story.
If you don't know it, you're not guilty of it.
Yeah, that's true.
I think that's the way that goes. Should I introduce the producer? Nah, not yet.
Not
hasn't earned it yet.
Hasn't earned it yet?
Not after the debacle at two. Certainly
it kind,
not.
It was kind of a debacle.
Kind of a debacle. We spent 3 months coming up with a theme song, and he foobarted on
three
the
months.
First day.
By the way, you sent me a song. I sent the song back, and I never heard from you. And then I was like, so we got the song? Yeah, the one I sent you. I was like, I'm glad we discussed that.
Yeah, I did. 888-808-1019. That's the phone number to join. It's the Carton Show with Chris McMonagle, Craig Carton, and you right here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.